If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew, or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Go Birds! What's going on, everybody? And good morning. Today is Wednesday, July 9th. Happy anniversary to my lovely wife, Kristen. Our anniversary today. I love you. I'm happy to be your husband. I'm lucky to be your husband, even though I know you'll never hear this because you don't listen to the podcast, but I love you nonetheless. Happy anniversary. This is your daily Go Bird Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And today, we continue our look at the positional breakdown heading into training camp. A week from now, we will have had our first training camp practice. Just got goosebumps hearing that. Two weeks from now, I'll have goosebumps from being at the first practice. Can't wait to talk about it with you guys. But first, before we get into the next position on the roster, and we're going to talk about the heartbeat of the team today. So a pretty important one. But before, I want to remind you guys that we are doing a survey that is meant to help make the pod better, to get your advice, what we can do better, what you like that we're doing, what you want to see on the podcast, what you want to see more of, maybe some new ideas you have. And if you do all this, well, you get 50% off of any item in the Go Bird store. Yes, we got a store now with t-shirts. Crazy to say. And they're fly t-shirts too, which is fun. When you go out to make t-shirts, sometimes you don't know how they'll turn out. This Go Bird shirt is a great shirt. So thank you guys for even making the pod popular enough that we can have a shirt. But also go out, fill out the survey, and you get 50% off any item in the store. The link to the survey is in the bio. All right, let's dive in to the offensive line. And when I say the heartbeat of the team, what I mean by that is, yes, the quarterback's the most important part of the team. Saquon probably had the best season of any player on the team last year. But it's the offensive line that makes this team go. One thing I've absolutely learned in my time covering the Eagles, and I know this isn't some deep knowledge thing, but it is something not all teams go by. The offensive line is the most important part of the team. If you have a bad offensive line, literally nothing else matters. You can't run an offense, which means your defense won't be good because they'll be getting put in bad positions. You are wasting money on skill position players because you can't get them the ball. And from my time covering the Eagles, the best offensive linemen have personality, which adds to the heartbeat of the team. And the Eagles have been the Eagles because of their offensive line. Yes, Jalen's been awesome. They've had years. Carson was awesome. They have unbelievable skill players. They're so good because of the offensive line. And clearly that starts with Jeff Stoutland. It starts with Howie, with Nick, with Lurie. All those guys super important to making the offensive line happen. But Jason Kelce, Lane Johnson, Mailata, Dickerson over the past few years, Brandon Brooks, Jason Peters, like those guys are why the Eagles have been the Eagles. It's why they've gone from being a team without a Super Bowl to being a team with two Super Bowls. That's one of the 10 best franchises of all time. So the offensive line is critically important. We always point to 2020 and say, Carson fell apart. That's where the whole team fell apart. Well, the offensive line fell apart too. That was the year where whatever his name was changing his glove in the middle of a play when they had backups in all the time, when the, you know, players that did play didn't play well. Yeah, Carson has his part of it for sure, and all that drama. But when you have a bad offensive line, you can't be good. And last year, one of my concerns with the team was the offensive line. They were going into a year with a new center and a new guard. Now, obviously, Mekhi Becton and Cam Jurgens ended up being awesome. And they had arguably the best season an offensive line will ever have. Mekhi Becton has his ring, but he can also sit there and go in LA when they're not winning any playoff games. I was part of maybe the best offensive line of all time. That is what that unit accomplished last year. And now it's up to him to try to do it again. So we're going to look at the offensive line as a whole. But first, we're going to look at where I think there's more questions at the middle of the offensive line. Then we'll look at the tackles and really some interesting roster construction the Eagles have to make some decisions here. And a key player that I haven't maybe heard a single time on the radio, WIP, Sports Radio 94 WIP, available on your Odyssey app. But maybe the most important backup on this team to this team being good. So obviously going into it, we know who the starters are going to be. Jordan Mailata, Landon Dickerson, Cam Jurgens. I think it's going to be Tyler Steen at right guard. And then at left tackle is Lane Johnson. So let's look at the guards and the centers. We know Landon Dickerson and Cam Jurgens are going to start. Cam seems like he's going to be healthy coming off of back surgery. You cross your fingers and just hope this isn't something he'll deal with throughout his career. Clearly a back injury, you know, in general is a terrible injury to have. But when you look at the offensive linemen, it's an especially tough one. You're starting the play, you know, hunched over, you're snapping the ball and pushing up. Like it's just a really hard injury to have. So hopefully Cam comes back from it. No problem. Mailata had back problems and he's been fine. So we know the starters there. I do believe Tyler Steen is going to start. We're not available at all practices, but I think Tyler Steen's been getting pretty much all the starting reps at right guard. They value continuity. He played well last year when he was in there. Has been a common theme on this pod, entering the third year, contract eligible extension at the fourth. But I think he's going to start. Now, heading into training camp, there will be guys that compete with him for that spot. And the two guys I think will be competing with him for that spot are Kenyon Green, obviously acquired from the Houston Texans, and Trevor Keegan. I'm sorry, and Matt Pryor. And Matt Pryor is the name here that I want to talk about. So on game day, the Eagles start five offensive linemen, and they normally dress eight. So if you dress eight offensive linemen, you get to dress an extra player on game day. You get to dress 48 instead of 47. So on game days this year, like we're talking about a 53-man roster, but eight offensive linemen are going to dress. So obviously, Mailata, Dickerson, Jurgens, Steen, and Johnson are going to dress. Even if Steen doesn't win the job, he'll dress. So that leaves three roles as backups. And the reason I bring up Matt Pryor is because I think he could be the backup at every position besides center. And I think there's a shot he wins that right guard job. In fact, I would say if you want to put Tyler Steen chances of winning the job at 85%, I would maybe even split that remaining percentage between Kenyon Green and Matt Pryor. And why is that? So Matt Pryor has 92 games of NFL experience. He's played tackle and he's played guard. Last season, 895 snaps at right guard. Almost 900 snaps at right guard. That's more than Kenyon Green played, and it's more than Tyler Steen played. He didn't really play in 2023, but when he did, he played on the right side of the line. He played right tackle. In 2022, he played 250 snaps at left tackle, 212 snaps at right guard, and 113 snaps at right tackle. 2021, 226 snaps at right tackle, 94 snaps at left tackle. And when he was with the Eagles in 2019 and 2022, noteworthy because that's where the Eagles saw him playing, 500 plus snaps at right guard, 250 plus snaps at right tackle. So what does that all add up to? Because that's a lot of numbers to throw at you. Matt Pryor has played a ton of snaps on the right side of the offensive line. He's played a ton of guard and he's played a good amount of tackle. He could be the top backup at right guard and right tackle fairly easily. Now, he's not a great player, but there are other options. They have almost no experience besides him in the backup offensive lineman. On the left side, he's played, again, a little bit of it, 250 snaps at left tackle, and I think that's it. I don't know if he's taken a snap at left guard, but he's played pretty much every position. So Matt Pryor is going to dress on game days if he's on the roster. In fact, when I put my 53-man roster together, I like debated putting him on. Now, I think he might be a lock. Like, I don't know if you could risk losing him, because if you look at those other interior spots, so let's say Steen is starting, then the backups are of the guys that are on the roster that play on the interior of the offensive line. Drew Kendall is going to make the team. He'll be the backup center, I think, and also play guard. I think he will be on the team and active on game days. Now, he's a rookie. He's got to prove it, but I think they feel confident he can do it. So Drew Kendall on the team. Kenyon Green, got to see what he can do, right? Has been a bust so far, but can only play guard and has not played at a high level. Trevor Keegan hasn't played in the NFL. And he was snapping the ball at a practice recently, so maybe they're trying him out at center now, but he's completely unproven. You have Brett Toth, who seems to just be like the Stoutland honorary roster spot they give Stoutland. He's bad when he's in practice. He doesn't play in games. Like, props to him for still being in the NFL, and I mean that truly. To have an NFL career as long as he has is impressive, and props to him, but I don't think he'll play in a game, right? So, although that being said, he was their top backup center in the playoffs last year, if I remember correctly. So he's in competition there. But Brett Toth has barely played. Keegan hasn't played. Kendall's never played. And Kenyon Green has played a little bit, but at not a high level. So when you look at that, Pryor has so much more experience than everybody else, has played at a higher level than any other player that's a backup on the interior right now. And on game day, could go in on multiple spots. Now, will he be good at all those spots? Maybe not, but he can at least go play him. Like, Trevor Keegan can't play tackle. Kenyon Green can't play tackle. Drew Kendall can play two spots. Versatility is key for the backup offensive lineman. And Matt Pryor is a name we have absolutely not talked about enough. So when I look at the interior of the offensive line and decide where are those backups going to be? Left guard, the backup is either Pryor or Green, but probably Pryor right now, and Green will have a chance to win that job. Cam Jurgens, the backup, is Kendall, I think, Drew Kendall, which is crazy to have it be a rookie, but I think that's what it'll be. And Tyler Steen, again, Kenyon Green and Matt Pryor. So Kenyon Green versus Matt Pryor. We talk so much about Tyler Steen versus Kenyon Green. It could be Kenyon Green versus Matt Pryor for that top backup spot, because they're going to need a top backup, obviously, and Matt Pryor has more versatility. Like, Matt Pryor could play four spots. Kenyon Green seemingly can only play two of those spots. So when I look at the interior offensive linemen, Landon, Cam, and Tyler Steen are going to make it. Drew Kendall is going to make it. Those other four, so that's four right there. If they keep five, right? So let's say they keep five interior guys, maybe six, and then four or five tackles. It's Trevor Keegan competing for a roster spot. Brett Toth somewhat competing for a roster spot. And then, you know, maybe they cut Pryor and put him on practice squad, but man, he's got more experience than all the other players combined at backup. We haven't even talked about tackle yet. Like, we'll talk about him a little bit with tackle, but it's tough because they have an offensive line lane, like, always plays, but seems to always be dealing with something. Cam's coming off of back surgery. Landon Dickerson is seemingly in and out of the field a lot and has had injury problems. Jordan Mailata's missed time. They're going to need quality backups. And right now, Matt Pryor is far and away their best backup. The only real competition that he would have would be Drew Kendall, just because he's an intriguing rookie. But in terms of time played, they're going to need Matt Pryor. So that's a name we'll say more. And I'll be interested to see what his usage is in training camp. Could he win that starting right guard job? I wouldn't rule it out. If Tyler Steen gets hurt again and misses all of camp, it could quickly become Pryor as a starting right guard on this team. He's got the size. He's got the experience. He's been here. He's played next to Lane. There's a lot going in Matt Pryor's favor on this roster. All right, on the other side, now that we've looked at the interior of the offensive line, let's look at the outside of the offensive line, the tackle spot, where they got, again, not a lot behind Lane and Jordan Mailata. So on the other side, we'll look at the offensive tackle spot. But first, a word from our sponsors.
So if you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The offensive tackle spot is kind of like a poster child, or I wish James was here to help me with the words, but kind of a poster child for this whole roster. Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson is the best tackle duo in the NFL. Lane, arguably the best tackle in the entire NFL. Jordan Mailata graded out as the best tackle in the NFL last year. To have those two at tackle is such an unbelievable luxury. It's why the Eagles are so good. It's just massive to have them. So if they play and play every snap and play at a high level, it doesn't really matter who's behind them because they'll have the best tackle duo in the NFL. Now the issue is, they might not play every snap. Lane is getting older. Mailata's had injuries. You hope they're healthy, but backups are going to be key. And when you look at the backups at tackle, there's a lot of guys that you look at and go, yeah, in 2027, they might be really good. But right now, not so good. So at backup tackle, currently, the Eagles have Darian Kennard, was with the team last year. Kendall Lamb, NFL vets, played a ton of snaps at tackle. Cameron Williams, the draft pick out of Texas. Holland Pierce, the undrafted rookie out of Rutgers, who's massive. And then Marcus Tate, who I put with the tackles. He played predominantly guard at Clemson. Did take some snaps at left tackle and right tackle as well. But he's 6'5", 321 pounds. I think he will probably get some looks at tackle. But frankly, he's going to be a practice squad player. So he's not really factoring into to all this. In fact, I would actually say, of all the guys on the offensive line, he might be the most sure guy to not make the roster. You could say Lakin Vakalehi, the international player. I don't think he'll make it. But, I mean, Holland, this is what's interesting about it. Holland Pierce is a project they want to keep, and in 2027, very exciting player. Cameron Williams, someone they want to keep, 2027, very exciting player. Miles Hinton, probably more pro-ready than those two, but not someone you probably want to be a top backup this year. He's more of a developmental type guy. But you probably want to keep all those guys. And if Holland Pierce has a good preseason, and he looks good in the preseason games, he's a big enough body that another team will take a chance on him. Cameron Williams, I know he was drafted late, but if he looks good in the preseason games, teams are going to want to pick him up off of waivers. Miles Hinton, same thing. So in terms of building the 53-man roster, I know Lane's not going anywhere in the next probably 2 years, Mailata longer than that, but you don't want to let Holland Pierce, Cameron Williams, and Miles Hinton off the roster. So you probably are keeping Cameron Williams and you're probably keeping Miles Hinton. So that means you're going with, at tackle, you're keeping Lane, Mailata, Cameron Williams, and Miles Hinton. That's four. Then you're keeping at guard, center, Landon, Cam, and Tyler Steen. That's seven. Drew Kendall. That's eight. I think Matt Pryor, who we'll talk about in a second again, that's nine. And I mean, there's Kenyon Green, who you're probably going to keep. And we haven't also talked about who, like, if you're keeping Kennard or Lamb. So it's just tough because the guys at tackle that you want to keep are not really guys you want to play in a game. So if Lane or Mailata were to go down, you would prefer Darian Kennard, Kendall Lamb, or Matt Pryor to go in. But you probably value more on a roster construction, like franchise level, Cameron Williams, Miles Hinton, and Holland Pierce, more than you value Kendall Lamb and Kennard. Now, you could put Kendall Lamb on the practice squad, but the issue with that is he could be a long-term injury fill-in for you, but he's not active on game days at that point. Like, you could call him up a few times, but you're just calling him up in case someone gets hurt. That's where Matt Pryor comes back in. Because if you're going to keep Cameron Williams, Miles Hinton, and maybe Holland Pierce, and Holland Pierce is probably the longest shot of those three to make it, but if you're going to keep Miles Hinton and Cameron Williams, then you kind of need Pryor on game day to maybe be a backup tackle as well. But the issue is he might either be the starting right guard or the starter or the top backup. So as I look at this offensive line, they have a lot of like chess pieces to figure out, or maybe not chess pieces, like Tetris pieces. I don't know what the best way to say it would be, but they got a lot of things to figure out at backup offensive line because the starting five are good and you know they're going to be good when they're healthy and you feel good about them. And you know Kendall Lamb's going to make the team, and I think you know Cameron Williams is going to make the team, but Cameron Williams probably isn't going to play. He could be a shady IR candidate. That's actually a possibility. But they got some stuff to do because Darren Kennard was with the team all last year, swing tackle on either side, has been coached up for a year. You probably want to keep him, but he's also never played. Kendall Lamb has at least played. So that's where the Eagles are at right now with the offensive line. You look at who could be up on game day. You have the five starters, Pryor, Drew Kendall, and then you got to pick a tackle. And maybe that's Kennard. And then you have Pryor and Kennard as your top backups with Drew Kendall, depending how he's come along, then maybe being a top backup at guard and probably the top backup at center. I mean, if you look, you know, quickly back into the interior, like Drew Kendall, we're talking about as the top center. He's never played. So maybe Brett Toth does have a chance, but man, he's bad in practice. So the Eagles offensive line, a jumbled kind of mess right now behind the starting five. Lots of potential for 2 years from now, not a lot of experience, and you got to find guys to play different positions. So in training camp, I think one of the hardest things to track is who's playing well on the offensive line. And frankly, it's also sometimes hard to track the depth chart stuff. Jimmy Kemsky does a great job of that. Dave Zangaro does a great job of that. But who plays where is going to be interesting. Where is Matt Pryor lining up? Is Cameron Williams getting snaps, or is he going to end up being a shady IR guy? Is Kendall Lamb the top backup at tackle? Is Drew Kendall playing center? Is he playing guard? Where's Kenyon Green? Is he on the left side or the right side? So there's just so many questions with this unit, but up top, they still have the best unit in the NFL probably. So a little maybe of a mixed bag with the offensive line. So thank you so much for listening. Go out, enjoy your day, but also fill out the Go Bird survey. Get 50% off of a t-shirt, a Go Birds t-shirt. The link is in the podcast description. All right, that'll do it for today's episode of Go Birds Daily. I love you all. Thank you for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.